Well, good morning, everyone. This is John Alls, and on behalf of Independence Baptist Church, I'd like to welcome you to the radio broadcast this morning. Today, Pastor Wayne Reynolds will be continuing this series about the way of salvation. Last week, Pastor Reynolds opened the message in John chapter 1, verse 1, and he ended the message with the following statements. Pastor Reynolds said last week, "Jesus is the only way that anybody could ever be saved. If you are lost today, I pray that you might trust Christ, for he is the only Savior that is available." So those were kind of the closing comments from last week's message. And this week, we'll turn it back over to Pastor Reynolds as he starts today's message in Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 and verse 7.
This morning, we want to continue in our message concerning the way of salvation. We want to read the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 6 and verse 7. The Bible states here, "Who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men." I've read Philippians 2, verse 6 and verse 7. The amazing thing about this is that Jesus Christ, who is equal with God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, because he is God. The Bible said that Jesus Christ made himself of no reputation. In other words, that Jesus Christ, when he came upon this earth, he came in the form of a servant. He came in the form of a little tiny baby. He came under subjection to his mother and to his stepdad. Jesus Christ, although he had all the power of everything, and he was God, still came putting himself under all of this subjection. The Bible said he was made in the likeness of men. In verse 6, Paul tells us that though Jesus was equal in glory with the Father, even before the worlds were framed, he allowed no thought of selfishly using his outward manifestation of glory to bring about the salvation of sinners. In other words, Jesus Christ did not appear in all of his pomp and wonderful glory that he enjoyed with the Father in heaven to win his present glory and honor, but chose the way of humility and condescension, thereby earning the glory and honor that is his as the only Savior of lost sinners. Notice in verse 7, Jesus Christ laid aside his glory. The Bible said that he emptied himself of all of his revealed glory and condensated or degraded himself to the place of a mere man. Oftentimes, I think we think of degrading as lowering himself, which is exactly what Jesus Christ did. When Jesus lowered himself to the place of humans, he did not look upon this position as degrading. Rather, he degraded himself in order to become our Savior. This is why Jesus Christ took our nature upon himself. At the same time, Jesus Christ retained his godly nature. Jesus Christ came to this earth and was born in the likeness of man, but he didn't have any sin at all. He lived his life on this earth as a man, yet without sinning, as all other of man has done. And he satisfied, perfectly satisfied, the Father as he was absolutely perfect and sinless. And then he took upon himself the penalty of every sinner, and he died upon the cross to satisfy the demands of God's law concerning every sinner. Look with me. In the book of Philippians, chapter 2 and verse 9, the Bible in this place has these words, "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name." The word "wherefore" in verse 9, as that verse starts with that word "wherefore," refers back to verse 5. The verse 5 reads this, Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Every individual that is saved should have the mind of Jesus Christ. And what mind was that? Jesus Christ humbled himself, and he became an example for all of us that follow him, that we might not ever exalt ourselves, that we might not ever think that we are someone. But Jesus Christ is our leader. He is the one that we follow. He is the one that we always emulate. In verse 9 also is the word also. This word reveals that Jesus was entirely depending upon his Father to exalt him and give him a precious name. In verse 9, the Bible says, "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name." At the mention of the name of Jesus Christ, every knee should bow, both saved and lost. Everything in heaven, everything in earth, and everything under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, that Jesus Christ is the Master, that Jesus Christ is the Supreme One, that he is actually our Redeemer, that he is our Savior. Notice in verse 12, there is another wherefore. Verse 12 reads, "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." This ends the thought of verse 5 through 11, and this verse will take you back to your current position. It is not time to show off, but it is time for each of us to be faithful to God Almighty. It is time for each of us to realize that our eternal salvation depends upon us being faithful to God, not upon us impressing any other person. Notice also in the book of Hebrews, chapter 2 and verse 9. The Bible says here, "But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man." Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 6 asks this question, "What is man, that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man, that thou visitest him?" The Bible makes it very clear who Jesus Christ really is. In verse 7, "Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands." And verse 8 states that man is in charge of all of God's creation. And he was in charge of it all. The Bible says so in the book of Genesis, chapter 3. The Bible said in Philippians 2 and verse 8, "That has put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him." In this place, we find that man failed to be faithful to God, when man did not have any kind of sin at all. But Jesus came to man and redeemed him instead of destroying him. What we've read is just a little part of the miracle of salvation that Christ alone is able to give. Jesus Christ was extended grace from God his Father to die for willful sinners. If we just leave out the part of verse 9 which states, "by the grace of God," it becomes evident that God the Father gave grace, unmerited favor, to Christ so we could be redeemed. This is why Jesus gives grace, unmerited favor, to us who believe in him. This verse teaches again that Jesus and God are exactly the same, just as Jesus proclaimed to the unbelieving Jews in John 10 and verse 20, I and my Father are one. We need to understand that. Hebrews 2, verse 10 states, For it became him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. This doesn't mean that Jesus was not perfect before he suffered for us. It means his perfection is revealed through his suffering. Matthew 27, verse 54 states, Now when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, Truly, this was the Son of God. You see, why the centurion feared greatly and he declared, Truly, this was the Son of God. This is the reason that Jesus Christ came into the world. Jesus Christ came to reveal to all that he is the Son of God, that there is nothing else that is needed. The only reason people do not see this is because they don't want to see it. Their eyes are blinded. In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 11 through verse 13 declares that Jesus is the same as those who are sanctified, which is why he calls us brethren. Hebrews 2, verse 11 through verse 13. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren in the midst of the church, while I sing praise unto thee. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. This is a marvelous thing that Jesus Christ took upon himself our nature. Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary that sinners, just like you, just like me, that we could be saved. We thank God for this great thing that he's done for us. Notice what the Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. The Bible said here, For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that hath the power of death, that is, the devil. The devil does have the power of death. That's no doubt about that. But Jesus Christ came to die on the cross of Calvary, and he came to destroy him that has the power of death, that is, the devil. What a wonderful thing that Christ has done for us. This is why that Jesus Christ took not upon himself the form of angels, but Jesus Christ took upon himself the form of a man. Why? Because Jesus Christ desired to be made like unto his brethren. He became a faithful high priest to us. Because Jesus Christ was tempted and overcame temptation and is a faithful high priest to us.
We do want to invite you to attend services with us this morning. We'll be starting Sunday school at 10 a.m., and we'll follow that with Sunday morning worship services at 11 a.m. This afternoon, we'll have an evening prayer meeting, which starts at 4 p.m., and that'll be followed by Sunday evening worship services at 4:30. We'll also hold a Wednesday night Bible study later this week, and that'll start at 7 p.m. Now, you can find our building at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. And for more information about directions to our church, you can log on to our website at www.independencebaptist.org. Again, that website address is www.independencebaptist.org. Our website also contains many different articles, books, and audio messages, all of which are available for free to download from the website. The audio messages are available for streaming as well, so whether you want to download it or stream it, you can do it to your mobile device or to your computer at home. Many of those audio messages are our prior radio broadcast, as well as many special meetings and revival services that we've held here at Independence Baptist Church. Well, I can see that our time for today is about up, but we did want to invite you to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.